You know, I love it when people come into studio and chat to me. It's just so much more alive than talking to somebody over a telephone line. And in studio with me this afternoon, he's made a special effort to come into the studio, is Daniel Butler from Tumbling Tigers. Daniel, you didn't get the memo that it's the midwinter and you're dressed like a Zimbabwean that I went to university with.
Slip, we stop, work outside. And,
hey, I mean, come on.
I'm still cooking from the midday sun.
It's crazy. We were talking about that yesterday, the fact that Joburg is just utterly perfect from a weather perspective, and you are proof of it. The man is seriously here in shorts and a t-shirt and a smile on his face. Okay, so Daniel, my demographic is not Tumbling Tigers. I know very little about this stuff. So first to put my hand up and say, I don't know a thing about, tell me about it. What is it? What do you guys do?
Okay, well, Tumbling Tigers, we're a gross motor development company for children between the ages of 3 and 9. So big movements, exercise. So we incorporate aspects from boxing, Pilates, gymnastics, and soccer. So we don't teach them how to play soccer or how to do gymnastics. We use different aspects to get the kids strong and fit and coordinated for any sport they'd like to play in the future. So it's about building confidence. It's about giving the children an introduction to a wide range of different movements so that by the time they get to a sports coach in school, they've built the confidence, they've built the structure, and they are more coachable children. And that's what we're trying to achieve with Tumbling Tigers.
Okay, that sounds absolutely phenomenal. Now, what I'm thinking of is the kids I know in that age group that you've just mentioned. And pretty much every time I think of a kid in that age group, they've got a screen in front of themselves. That's what I'm seeing.
It's a major, major problem.
I'm seeing them negotiating with their parents as to more screen time. I'm not seeing them do Pilates. I'm not seeing them jumping. I'm not seeing them balancing. I'm not hearing them do anything. That I am so relieved and glad to hear you're getting them away from that stinking screen.
Yeah, and it comes from the family as well, because the parents that aren't active or active with their children would rather give them an iPad or put them in front of the screen, but then they also complain about their child always being in front of the screen.
Exactly.
So it's a bit of a vicious cycle. So with Tumbling Tigers, we try and make the lessons as fun as possible, so it's not seen like when parents say to us, if you do Tumbling Tigers, then I'll buy you an ice cream. Yes. We always say to parents, please don't do that, because now you've just made Tumbling Tigers the broccoli. So Tumbling Tigers is the fun. It is the ice cream. So by us making it as fun as possible, the children want to come back. They're begging the parents to come back.
Daniel, what's your background? How did you land up in this space? And how did you realize that there's such a niche that is so important to fill?
So my wife and I, we met at a summer camp in Magaliesburg, working with children at a camp called Happy Acres. And from there, when we left school, we got real jobs. And then we veered away from them. And I started working with children at a center called CARD, Center for Autism and Related Disorders. And when we looked at the children, the therapists were giving a lot more specialized attention towards crossing the midline, bilateral integration, color identification. And when we looked at other extramurals, they were very sports specific, soccer and ballet and cricket and rugby. And that's not exactly what that age group needs. They need a wide range of different movements. So when we discovered this, we started it out of necessity. We needed a career. And we started, and the more that we interacted with the children and the parents, the more we saw how our program was benefiting. And we bumped our head and we fixed it and we bumped our head and we fixed it, and eventually into this polished program now that we offer to more than 12,000 children countrywide.
So pardon my complete and utter ignorance here, but is there almost, for want of a better word, in inverted commas, a curriculum? Is there almost a development that you need to go from, I don't know, to from rotation to flexion and side flexion or whatever it is, or lateral this? Or
yeah.
Is there a full-on plan of development to get kids to?
So it's called scaffolding. So scaffolding, when a child can't bounce a ball with two hands while standing, you scaffold down. You reduce the difficulty, you put them on their knees, and then they can bounce it. And then maybe if they can't do that, sit them on their bum. And then if something is too easy for them, you scaffold up. So you make it a little bit more difficult, right on the edge of their ability, because you want to keep just pushing that edge of their ability. And every child's got a different level and ability.
And by all accounts, there's been big buy-in to this idea. I mean, just before we went on air, you were telling me you've left a particular school where there were 250 kids involved in a particular program today, and that's just one school. How far is your reach?
We've got over 1,000 schools. 1,000 schools countrywide. We've got 22 different franchises. We're pretty much in every single province. We're trying to spread to the garden route, so more the Mossel Bay and Knysna and that sort of area, because there is quite a need over there. And Bloemfontein as well. We're looking to franchise there as well.
So the little bit of reading I have done, I found out that you're launching private lessons at The Den at Sandringham High School. Why now the one-on-one option as opposed to the group activities?
So it's not particularly a one-on-one option. We call it private lessons, but it's a private venue. And the Den is a fantastic gym. It's a CrossFit and Hyrox gym, and the space is wide, wide open. So now we're going to have 6 children to 2 coaches. So a lot more specialized attention. So if your child's struggling with a roly-poly, the one coach can take them to the side and really? Can work on that before putting them back in the class. So a lot more specialized attention. And when children are in a smaller group like that, they build a lot of confidence, they feel safe, they feel valued, and they're more likely to ask questions and get out of their shell, because that's what you're actually trying to do with the children, to encourage participation, to encourage confidence. The movements themselves are going to be great and physical, but the confidence and the friendship and the social development is what we are targeting. And at the Den, it just gives parents another option in the afternoon where they can drop their children off. There's a coffee shop over there, so they can grab a cup of coffee. Their children get to do tumbling tigers and have lots of fun doing it. And the Den is also going to be offering discounts for any parents that join with tumbling tigers at the Den. And that's at Sanriam High School.
It sounds pretty astounding to me. It's also fascinating that it appears to me, from what you're saying, that where the classes are smaller, you're getting better bang for your buck. Or is that not necessarily the case? Are you seeing different results from the smaller classes as opposed to the bigger groups?
In the smaller classes, because when you receive a group of children at a school, sometimes they have mixed ability. Whereas at private lesson, we can put you in a slot with other children that are at your child's ability or slightly above. So you can benefit from moving your child to different slots because we're going to be offering them Monday to Friday. Whereas at the school, if it's 10 o'clock on a Tuesday, that's what it's going to be. But at the Den, you can join the classes, and as the coach sees your child advancing, they can slot them into more advanced classes. And from there, the movements are just slightly different, slightly more advanced. We're scaffolding up. Yes. And the Den's also allowing us to use their sleds, so like those weighted sleds that the children get to push. They've got medicine balls, they've got hanging rings. So we are also able to store all of our soft play equipment. So the equipment that we can bring with and store there is a lot more than the equipment that our coaches can carry in their cars to the different lessons.
I don't know if this is a legitimate question or not, but to what extent can you see improvement and in what kind of period of time? I mean, if you enroll a kid for a year, are you going to see a different kid at the end of the year in terms of ability and have you scaffolded, have you pushed him up the scaffold?
Yeah. So I've received multiple, accolades from other coaches, like judo coaches and swimming coaches, and they say we can see the children that do tumbling tigers, because it's not only a physical ability, it's the listening. The children listen a little bit better, they're more keen to participate.
So is there feedback? Who do you feedback to? What do you do with this information?
Well, we know
the parents themselves.
Yeah, the parents, especially at private lessons, the parents are sitting on the side and they are watching the actual lessons, so they can see the difference in their child.
Okay, that's
and
interesting.
Especially with our neurodivergent children, we get feedback from the parents. Massive feedback from the neurodivergent community, because we deal with children with disabilities. Like the one school we go to, the first 2 classes are in wheelchairs, so we adapt our entire program, so it's not going to be hopping through a ladder, it's going to be more boxing, more medicine balls, more tug of war with ropes. So we can adapt the program as we need it, but the ultimate goal is building that confidence and giving a wide range of introduction to different movements.
It's a very scary place to be. Sorry, my background is insurance. I hate it because it always comes in from the negative angle to find what's wrong with things. I always think liability. I mean, I wouldn't do your job for any money in China. It doesn't take much for a kid to hurt itself. It doesn't take much for you to prescribe an exercise and suddenly you find out afterwards that the kid has got hypermobility issues. I mean, it just seems to me that kids today have just so many more issues than we had when we were kids. And I'm wondering how you cope with that whole aspect of it.
I think it's more awareness of the issues that the parents are more aware of. But with our staff, all of our staff have police clearance, sexual offenders clearance, and first aid training. They also have to write a test every 3 months set out by a pediatric physiotherapist, and then he passed it with 70% or more. Otherwise, they can't go back to coaching. So the coaches aren't experts at it, but if they notice that your child is struggling with something, or if they pick up that your child might be colorblind, that's quite a big one that we pick up on a regular basis, because you say run and touch the red cone, and red and green are the 2 most common colorblind colors. So immediately the coach can see that something's up, and it's not their job to diagnose it, it's not their job to remedy it, but they can bring it to the parents' attention or bring it to the teacher's attention, and then proper steps can be taken from there. But often our coaches are the ones that pick up something that maybe has been missed, because teachers have 16 or 20 children in a class. Sometimes they don't pick it up as quickly as coaches that have 10 children in a group.
Absolutely. Makes absolute perfect sense for me. Let's try personalize this just in any way we can. I mean, we've spoken about it at a high level. I'm just wondering if you can give me any kind of story about one particular kid where you've seen like, wow, what an incredible improvement, or you've made such a difference to this kid's life. Don't know if I'm putting you on the spot there, but have you got an example that comes to mind?
So it's actually a teacher's child from King David Lingsfield. Her child started with us, and he was never the biggest, but he was always the keenest. And he started with me. I was his coach. And the next year, I moved up a group so that I could be his coach again. And from there, he now does cycling events. He does fitness events. He wants to go out running and cycling with his father. And that's what all parents want. They want the children to join in the activities with the parents. So seeing someone go from a smaller child in the class, not as confident, worried about their size, to huge confidence and entering races and doing mountain bike stuff. The first children that I ever coached are now out of varsity.
You're joking.
Yeah, really? Tigers has been around for 15 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, yeah.
You mentioned at the very start, you spoke about franchise. I'm just interested because I would imagine quality control is like of absolutely paramount importance. What is the business model?
So with a franchise, they would apply with us. They would pay over their first initial fee, their deposit. From there, they need to come and start shadowing. They shadow all of our coaches, they shadow different franchisees, and we get feedback from the different coaches before we even approve their franchising. We'll give their deposit back to them. We want the best people.
What's in your interest? I mean, it just takes one stuff up for your, I mean, your brand is everything. Yeah,
we don't want people that want to buy a business, sit back, and get a return on investment. We want someone that wants to do this. And many of my area managers from head office have actually purchased their franchises from me. So they actually purchased their area that they were in charge of. So we try our best. We've got 27 policies and procedures on lightning, on child handling, on minor and major injuries, a whole bunch. We've got some funny ones as well.
tell me.
But so with the quality control on our program, we've also got an app that's designed for the coaches. So they have all of their programs. When they select a program, it attaches to their profile. At any point, a teacher or a parent can walk up to a coach and say, show me your program. I think that you're full of rubbish. And if the coach can't produce the program that they have been prescribed that week, they'll get a warning letter and they won't get paid for that lesson. So we try as best as we can, but ultimately it works on incentive and passion. So we incentivize our coaches extremely well, our franchises are incentivized extremely well, and they can earn a very good living from it. So hopefully we choose these people right and we do our best to get the best quality person, because you're working with other people's children.
Makes perfect utter sense. Final question for you this afternoon. If a parent is listening right now thinking, okay, this is exactly what I need for my kid, how on earth do they go about getting started?
Perfect. So if you'd like to register for a school lesson, or if you'd like to register for the Den, you go to tumblingtigers.co.za, you click register. If you're looking for the Den, you're going to select the Den. Next week, we're going to be doing free trials. So you'll select the Den, free trials. You'll select, fill in your details, your child's details, and then you'll be registered. And then you will arrive at your time slot that you select. Our coaches will be there. They'll tick your child off on the register and take your child for the free trial.
Sounds pretty easy to me. Daniel, thank you so much for coming in. Really appreciated your making the effort to be here this afternoon. Fascinating. It's amazing that if you don't live in that demographic, if you don't have kids, it's just you've opened a whole new world for me.
There's so much to talk about. Like what we spoke about today is a percent. There's so much to talk about.
You'll have to come back and continue the conversation. But thanks for making the effort. It was a really interesting chat.